I don't believe that we should ever make a good money again before we take the thing out of the hands of government.
Yo, today is November 4th, 2022. Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover the breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Special show. Opti is in the house. We're doing it in person once again. We usually it's over the internet regularly. Anyways, today we're going to talk about coincidentally this week, Nayib Bukele went on Tucker Carlson today. Tucker Carlson is one of the most popular broadcasters on the face of the planet behind Joe Rogan. And again, coincidentally, once again, very big coincidence, another hit piece on Bloomberg against Nayib Bukele. But not only is another hit piece, also our friends at the WEF also saying some things about Latin American countries adopting Bitcoin. It's very interesting, though, because in none of these places do they ever bring the topic up of inflation, because I think that's the tell. That's the thing that they can never bring up. Anyways, today we have a very special guest. We have the one, the only, Rod Bitkite. He is the founder, the creator of Builders in Bitcoin podcast, and also the legendary Bitcoin Park. How you doing, Rod?
I'm doing well, guys. How you guys doing?
Happy to have you on the show, man. I'm pumped. We're going to be talking about Bitcoin Park. I know a lot of you guys don't know what Bitcoin Park is, but now you're going to know today. This very, very special project happening in Nashville, Tennessee is actually one of the reasons why I'm moving to Nashville. Oof, I just dropped that out live right now. Save the sauce. Why I'm planning to move to Nashville. When I saw this place the first time, my jaw dropped. It's an amazing project. Rod and Matt have been working on, and it's absolutely incredible. It's a really, really special place, and we're going to talk about it during the culture. They throw a lot of events over there, very special events, not too big. It's cozy. It's good. It's intimate. It's special. Anyways, Opti, what do you have for us during the culture, my bro?
Well, you just dropped it. We are going to talk about Bitcoin Park and everything that Rod's involved with. So I'm excited for this one. This is all about building, guys. Bitcoin is built in the bear market. And we are here to continue to push that signal that you guys need to be building stuff right now.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Let's start the show. Let's do it.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right. At the time, the Bitcoin price is 20,845 sats per dollar, is 4,797. Block height, 761,707. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 14,693. Blocks of the halving, 78,293. Halving estimated that day could not come any sooner. It's less than 2 years, bro. Less than 2 years, brah. April 21st, 2024, total Lightning Network capacity, 5,133 Bitcoin. Once again, it's above the $100 million mark. Awesome. It's $107 million USD realized monetary inflation. Bitcoin taking fiat currencies to school. Once again, we're at 1.77%, and the market capitalization of Bitcoin is creeping up the $400 billion US dollar mark. But in the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a tiny little baby. Anyways, I wanted to go, this is Friday, just a little bit of update. Check out some Glassnode data, and we'll talk about it. Number of active Bitcoin addresses, kind of going a little static, but that's not what I'm paying attention to. I'm paying attention to the addresses with Bitcoin balances. This is addresses, number of Bitcoin addresses, number of addresses with a non-zero balance continues to go up. Number of addresses with 0.01 Bitcoin or more also continues to go up. Addresses with 0.1 Bitcoin can go up. And the number of newly minted whole coiners continues to go parabolic. People are taking advantage of the bear market to stack those precious sats. Number addresses with 10 Bitcoin or more, it's all right. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The addresses with 100 Bitcoin or more continues actually to go lower. It hasn't reached the all-time high of 2017. Addresses with 1,000 Bitcoin or more also continue to kind of to go sideways. And of course, only really a couple. This is not enough data, but it's interesting. Actually, the addresses with 10,000 Bitcoin or more actually continue. It's a little uptick. So very interesting data. Also, the total Lightning network capacity continues to go parabolic. It went down a little bit. It looks like they changed the metrics and how they calculate it, but also it's still on a longer, you know, if you zoom out, it's still continued to go through the roof. And of course, last but not least, this is absolutely mind blowing. Anyone who's into mining right now is feeling the pain in the depths of hell of this bear market. The hash rate continues to go up, meaning the difficulty will continue to go up, meaning it will be more difficult to mine Bitcoin. Your Bitcoin miners will be less profitable. That sucks, man. And that's why you're seeing a lot of public mining companies going under, getting crushed, man. But this is nature healing itself. Same thing happened in 2018, except there was a lot less coverage because it didn't involve public mining companies. But the mistakes of the past were not learned. And once again, they're being repeated. And Bitcoin is healing itself. That's what Bitcoin does. Nature's healing, Opti. Nature's healing. What are your thoughts, bro? And then we'll move on to Rod.
Well, I'm not the biggest fan of the Glassnode UTXO addresses as like a metric of people, more people on the network. But I think there is fundamental signal here because like any good Bitcoiner doesn't have all their Bitcoin in one UTXO. So either way, you know, either people have some cleanly UTXOs out there. They're doing what we like to tell people all the time is ensure that your cold storage is in order. All your ducks are in a row. But I do think that there is signal in there in the sense like either way you look at this, it does seem like there's more Bitcoiners stacking right now. The DCA army is continuing and all the people that I've met so far in 2022, 2021 that are just becoming rabid Bitcoiners, it's only a matter of time till we hit escape velocity. And then on the hash rate point, you know, the only number goes up that I really worried about is hash rate and block height. Everything else will follow. There is one way of this going, and it is the adoption cycle of Bitcoin. So we all know number will go up. But man, watching hash rate go up and making sure that the blocks come in, I think that's the most important part here.
I think the blocks comment is spot on. If blocks stop coming in, we Houston, we have a problem. We have a major problem. Rod, what's up, bro?
Yeah, man. No, I like the whole coiner stat that you guys put out there. Like, let's get more whole coiners out there, which is going to be super massive. But going on the hash rate side, you know, being a miner as well, I feel like we're firmly in this fourth quadrant, which is the baddie quadrant, which is total exahash going up and the Bitcoin price going down or staying sideways. Mm-hmm. So if you can make it, if you have the good unit economics, you have good discipline and you have good PPAs in place, and also your entry point on the price per terahash or price per terahash that you paid on buying miners is quality, not over $100 like you may have 12 months ago, you should be doing all right. But if not, God bless.
Amen to that. And Rod saying something similar that I was saying yesterday, right? And something that I learned in 2018, right? Is that the most successful miners that I've seen, right, are people that started in 2018 after the absolute, you know, shit show of, you know, the blow off top and absolutely everyone getting crushed, right? So I think that opportunity is presenting itself. And what Rod said so beautifully, right? Your job is to survive until the next bull market. And if you do so, you will be greatly rewarded. So for anyone asking the question, when is it a good time to get into Bitcoin mining? Now is a good time. You gotta keep your pants on. You gotta keep your pants on tight. Anyways, let's get to the news. Let's do it.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by BitBox 2 Bitcoin Only Edition, a hardware wallet by Shift Crypto, crypto-like cryptography. It's secure, it's open source, and it's so easy your mom can set it up. Self-custody is the revolution, and the BitBox makes it simple. Do not leave your Bitcoin on an exchange. Order a BitBox today.
Every time I hear Opti tell me that. Every time. Oh, man. All right. So, very interesting stuff happened this week. This is a hit piece that was released today, November 4th. El Salvador, this is the title for our audio listeners. El Salvador's 300 million Bitcoin revolution is failing miserably. You heard that right. Now, I wonder why they would release something like that. Well, it's maybe you guys weren't attention. Nayib Bukele went on Tucker Carlson today, this week, and exposed the Federal Reserve. It said Federal Reserve is not federal. In fact, I have a clip for you guys. And what I want you guys to do is compare and contrast with what our politicians are saying at home about inflation, about fiat money, and compare and contrast what Nayib Bukele is saying about fiat money, what Nayib Bukele is saying about the Federal Reserve. See the difference between the two, and then these types of hit pieces start to make a whole lot of sense. Let's check out the clip.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
The Federal Reserve is nothing federal and has no reserves, right? So they do print more money, and they rob you from your wealth and from your savings, and that's immoral. But it's not only immoral, but it also destroys some basic economic principles, like, for example, saving or your pension. From this financial publications, they will print lies. But you know, there's something special about lies is that they don't last long.
So the Fed had its revenge. Not too many days later, they're releasing the hit pieces. Also, coincidentally, very big coincidence. I don't believe it's a coincidence. Opti pointed this out to me. Our friends at the World Economic Forum released a blog post understanding the macroeconomic impact of cryptocurrency and stablecoin economics, also dated November 4th, right? Very, very big coincidence. If you scroll, let's take a look at what they have to say about the situation in El Salvador. It says, in the case of El Salvador, remittance costs are already close to the United States national's sustainable development. Economists fear that when the country's revenue and debt in the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin, the national debt could skyrocket during dramatic swings in Bitcoin price. Other countries in Latin America, considering the adoption of crypto as legal tender, should consider the impacts of volatility on individuals and the central bank balance sheet. What about the impact of inflation on individuals? Why is that not talked about? And remember, this blog post was released by the same people that tried to scrub this blog post that they released in 2016 that went viral on the internet. The I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. Yes, the same people that release that type of stuff also want you to think that Bitcoin is a bad thing. Nayib Bukele wrote an amazing piece for Bitcoin Magazine that we read for you guys when it was released. Opti did a great job covering it. But I want to read you a bit from that piece that addresses this legacy media FUD. They're no longer mainstream media. We independent content creators are now the mainstream media. Remember, Joe Rogan is the most popular broadcaster on the face of the planet. He's not part of the mainstream media. He's independent. It's our shit now. Anyways, the most vocal detractors, the ones who are afraid and pressuring us to reserve our own decision, are the world's powerful elites and the people who work for or benefit from them. They used to own everything in the way they still do. The media, the banks, the NGOs, the international organizations, and almost all the governments and corporations in the world. And with that, of course, they also own the armies, the loans, the money supply, the credit ratings, the narrative, the propaganda, the factories, the food supply. They control international trade and international law. But their most powerful weapon is the control of truth. Now, I want you guys to internalize it while I read this once again. El Salvador's 300 million Bitcoin revolution is failing miserably. They're trying to incept you with what their truth is, but not what actually is the truth. And they are willing to fight, lie, smear, destroy, censor, confiscate, print, and do what it takes to maintain and increase their control over the truth and everything and everyone. Now keep that in mind, internalize it while I read some parts of this article, because I was telling Opti this morning, I finished reading this entire piece of shit, I was actually like, holy crap, you know, we might be wrong about this, because the writing is incredible, the way that he did, but you'll start to notice that he's very selective on what he's including in the article, and he's very selective on what he's not including in the article. And the reason for that, he's trying to frame something. Nayib Bukele said it perfectly, right? They're trying to control the truth. They're trying to control your perception of what is going in El Salvador because it is a clear and danger to them. Anyways, check out this first passage, and he's very specific talking about this. Elmer Martinez, a mango farmer who leads the local cooperative, says that they told him the markings indicate where farms would be raised for a development project backed by Nayib Bukele, El Salvador's president. "We can't leave because we don't have anywhere to go," Martinez told them. Flat, decorative gold front truth. He sat in the shade of a giant mango tree he planted 15 years before. Remember, it's like, oh, he's been here a while. They're making a move. They're destroying his home. You know, this is what they're trying to say. "Next to him, grass from 9 of his trees to bring with him if he was forced off his land. We're poor people who survive from nature, from the field," right? That's the second paragraph into this article. He's specifically picking a story that's gonna play on your heartstrings. And what does this have to do with fucking Bitcoin? I have no freaking idea. And moving on, it says, "Everyone knows someone who cashed in a retirement account or stimulus check to buy crypto. Bukele did it with El Salvador's treasury in September 2021, the country became the first Bitcoin a legal currency. Bukele gave $30 in Bitcoin to each citizen, plunked down Bitcoin ATMs in every town plaza, told businesses to accept Bitcoin as payment. He also used government funds to buy $100 million worth of Bitcoin, mostly when prices were peaking, and trolled critics by tweeting that he'd done it on his phone in the bathroom naked. And with the country on the edge of a debt crisis, Bukele told off international creditors, saying he'd solve El Salvador's financial problems with Bitcoin instead. Bitcoin is FU money." And you know what? He's super right about that. Anyways, goes on to say, a year in, it's clear the move is failing. Almost no one in the country is using it. The few who bought it after Bukele made it legal tender would have lost big. Big dropped 61% since September 2021. "In a country where many live on less than $10 a day, he spent hundreds of millions of dollars to turn himself into a crypto influencer just in time for the crypto crash. Behind the debacle, a small group of evangelists from wealthier countries, influencers, grifters, they enlisted an entire country in a publicity stunt and cheered on Bukele even as he ordered mass arrests and packed the Supreme Court, which subsequently ruled he could run for re-election despite a constitutional ban. Salvadorians are still dealing with the consequences." I want you guys to pay attention to the last part. Salvadorians are still dealing with the consequences. Remember this, the second story telling, like, oh my God, this poor mango farmer. Well, unfortunately for this article, we bring the receipts on Simply Bitcoin. Let's check out the El Salvador homicide rate from 2010 to 2022. In 2010, it was 11 people per 100,000. In 2021, it's all the way down on all-time low of 3.1 people per 100,000. So really improving security and safety. Let's check out GDP growth. This chart goes all the way back to 1966. El Salvador made a record GDP growth increase of 10.8%, the country of El Salvador. This article mentions none of that. And not only does it not mention that, right? This is Nayib Bukele's popularity, right? And this is a bunch of polls, and it ranges, the lowest is, I think, 84%, and it goes all the way up to 96% popularity. Now, let's compare and contrast that with the United States. Biden's approval rating, 55%. They say that Nayib Bukele is this liar. Well, recently, there's a White House tweet that they deleted. Twitter fact-checked them on it, and it says seniors are getting the biggest increase in their social security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership. And the fact check says, "Will receive a large Social Security benefit increase due to the annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on the inflation rate. President Nixon in 1972 signed into law automatic benefit adjustments tied to the consumer price index." So who are the ones really lying? Who are the ones who are not unpopular? And again, I'm going to read this last part, because this last part of Nayib Bukele's article, because it summarizes it perfectly. "Money supply, the credit ratings, the narrative, the propaganda, the factories, the food supply, they control international trade, international law, but their most powerful weapon is they control the truth. And they're willing to fight, lie, smear, destroy, censor, confiscate, print, and do whatever it takes to maintain and increase their control over the truth and everything and everyone." And this article was an attempt to try to convince you of something that you can't see right in front of your face. And it's an economic reality that Nayib Bukele has done wonders to El Salvador. It's undeniable. It's the proof is in the pudding. It's right there, right? You can verify it yourself. You don't have to trust me. And what that article did was pick, you know, things and examples that play to your heartstrings, completely conveniently leave everything out. You know what a 10% GDP growth is? You know what type of jump that is? You know the amount of prosperity, the amount of jobs, the amount of opportunities that that creates? Of course, that's left out. What we have to focus on is this, you know, this failed Bitcoin experiment, because the reality is that Bitcoin is a threat to their system. The IMF, the World Bank, and they use that system to control developing countries specifically in order to get them to do what they want. And Bitcoin is a fundamental threat, which is why the IMF reacted the way it did, which is why you're seeing propaganda hit pieces like this, and which is why they're freaking out when Nayib Bukele goes on the second most popular broadcaster's show and says the quiet part out loud. The Federal Reserve ain't federal, and the Federal Reserve doesn't have the money that they're printing, and the Federal Reserve, every time they're printing, they're fucking stealing from you. And that's why they're releasing shit like that. And that's why the World Economic Forum releases a blog post like that. But unfortunately for them, the internet not only is disintermediating money, it is also disintermediating information. And now we have the ability, individuals have the ability to seek out their own information without having to go through these information gatekeepers that they used to abuse for so long. So yeah, man. All the power to Nayib Bukele, all the power to the people of El Salvador. Clearly, they want this guy in power. Clearly, they want this guy as their president. And clearly, he's done wonders for the El Salvadorian economy and for the safety in the couple years that he's been in power. So, yeah, I call bullshit. It stinks to high heaven. Anyways, Rod, what are your thoughts? And we'll move on to Opti.
Well, two things. I think on the GDP side, it's interesting. I'd be curious to know what is it like tourism that's being ticking that number up? Because I've been to El Salvador, actually, and I've used Bitcoin there, which has been pretty special. Have you guys been to El Salvador yet or no?
Yeah, I've been down there.
Cool, I haven't had the chance to go yet.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And I think it just gets incrementally better each time, so much of Bitcoin, like whether it's, you know, Lightning and such. The second thing is, actually, can you pop up the article one more time?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if they're trolling us in this Bloomberg article, would you catch the author's name? Zeke
no.
Foe?
Let me see.
Like, is that fake? Foe is fake or imitation or artificial. And it's funny to me that was the name Zeke Foe. And then I think like Zeke is like Ezekiel for like God something, God strengthens or something like that. But anyways, it was just funny that like that's the name. And I mean, not to put my tinfoil hat on and conspiracy that it's like Bloomberg is like trolling us with a NIM that's Zeke Foe. But regardless, I do think it is interesting around these narratives. And I do think there's more power on the independent content creator to go and do put the pieces together like you just did eloquently, Nico, to show a different light, if you will.
A different narrative, man. Like, cause this is what this is. Like, this is like what we're experiencing every single day on Twitter. And this is what Nayib Bukele so eloquently put in that article, right? This is a battle. This is an information war over hearts and minds. This is narrative trench warfare every single day. You know, it's just, unfortunately for them, they're now battling us on our territory, right? They don't have the memes, right? They don't have the truth on their side. So all they have is narrative spin, and they have some amazing writers, you know, to pick and choose, selectively choose little things here and there to play on the heartstrings of people and to try to make them believe a reality that isn't true, you know. But it's unfortunate for them, because I think days before the internet, they were able to do this very effectively, but now it's a whole different story. I think I've said this to you, Rod, personally, and I'll say it to you guys, right? If the internet existed, or sorry, if Twitter existed in 2003, the United States would not have been able to convince the American people that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, right? That's what the internet has done. It's disintermediated information, man. So yeah, their usual tools of propaganda and spin and attack, it ain't gonna work anymore, man. We're getting in front of it, dude. We have our own voices now. That's what the internet has allowed us to have. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, bro?
Rod, you can jump in if you're gonna add some more.
Oh, I just like one last stat, just because my mom's background was a demographer, and the stat you pointed out, which is like the hero stat, which is reducing the homicide rate. I'm interested to see the population growth, because they mentioned in the article like, oh, they've attracted all these influencers and, you know, celebrities and blah 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 to promote El Salvador. Where the key is, and especially here in Nashville and in the state of Tennessee, you could see the net new population growth from outside the metro, especially here in Nashville, coming into the metro. I'd be curious to see, especially if I was President Bukele, like promoting like, all right, every single quarter we have net new growth of, you know, X percent in terms of population growth. Yeah, so like round number 6.5 million, which is, I don't even know what equivalent state that is. I think the size is like equivalent to Massachusetts. So it's not a huge country. But that would be really interesting over the next year, because if they're reducing homicide rates, increasing pro-business, pro-freedom, I do believe more and more people should or will be choosing to go and set up shop there.
100%. I agree. I think, and you're starting to hear this, like you hear, because there's mass migration towards El Salvador. Like that's what you hear specifically, you know, there was mass migration out of El Salvador to the United States. Like that's the typical Latin American story. It's coming from Central America, going to America for, you know, for a better future, for opportunity. But I've heard stories of people actually considering moving back to El Salvador because of what they hear about Nayib Bukele, the inspiration that this guy has given them. And again, I don't want to idolize this man, bro, but what I'm looking at is the data. What I'm looking at is what he's actually been able to achieve. And I still don't think that is a coincidence that is happening in a country that adopted a Bitcoin standard. And the reason I'm saying that is because Bitcoin has fundamentally changed who I am and how I look at the world. And I know it's done the same for you, Rod, and I know it's done the same for you, Opti, right? Kaiser has this famous quote, you don't change Bitcoin, Bitcoin changes you, gives you optimism about the future, while fiat gives you nihilism. And all of a sudden, the first country, coincidentally, once again, that adopts a Bitcoin standard, all of a sudden it starts like it's looking like it's benefiting from Bitcoin, right? Either psychologically, economically. And of course, the fiat maxis are coming out of their caves and saying, no, you can't have that. That's a lie. You can't survive with us. Yeah, man, it's crazy stuff. Opti?
Well, I love that Rod brought up the conspiracy theory about the guy's name, Zeke Foe, because the simulation needs an upgrade. Like they got to do better out here if they're going to be able to withstand the Bitcoin meme army out there. But anyways, when we saw this morning, I literally like I sent this to Nico and he was still in bed and he's like wide eyed. He's like, no, they didn't. Like they didn't do this. And guys, it's not a coincidence that they dropped these articles on a Friday again. Remember what we keep telling you guys, they dropped the sauce on Friday so that you guys forget over the weekend. And literally when I woke Nico up, he looked at me like blank. He's like, no, they didn't do that. It's like, yes, like Bukele exposes the Fed on Tucker Carlson, and now the legacy media, the whole media complex machine behind it is throwing these FUD missiles, and there is no coincidence. You can't convince me otherwise that this is all planned. They know exactly what is going on. They're trying to backtrack and stop the signal, but you can't stop the signal. And I love the quotes that Nico was reading from Bukele's article, Don't Drink the Elite's Kool-Aid, because it's always about control, and controlling the truth is their ultimate power, as well as the money printer. And we all know that it's all Fugazi. So remember what Bukele said in that article, guys. Like, if El Salvador succeeds, then other nations will wake up to the Bitcoin standard. They will wake up to this, this insane game that we are living in, that is quote unquote the status quo. And it's only a matter of time before other nations start to wake up to like what Nico and Rod were just talking about, that Bitcoin literally helps your nation. It helps your people. And this is what we are doing here every single day, is pushing this signal so that people understand that the legacy media and the bureaucrats, as I like to call them, the high-level parasite class, or as Nico calls them, the monetary demons, do not have your best interest in mind, guys. They look at you as cattle, and they want to fleece you and your children's future. And it's absolutely disgusting, guys. Like, it's always been about control, and it will always be about control. And to Nico and Rod's point is, I don't know how many friends and Bitcoiners I see on Twitter that are like, yo, when are we moving to El Salvador? Nico jokes about it all the time. Like, if it gets this crazy, are we moving to El Salvador? Who knows? But it's crazy to see the Fed and the WEF do this right now on the same day. You can't tell me and convince me otherwise that this isn't a coordinated effort to try to stop Bukele and Bitcoin standard spreading.
Amen to that. Amen to that. All right, guys, let's talk about Bitcoin Park. Let's talk about Rod. Let's get to the culture. Let's do it.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys. I give a shout out to Pacific Bitcoin. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on the West Coast. It's up 5 days. This is in less than 6 days. It's coming up. Speaker list includes Michael Saylor, Lynn Alden, Corey Clipson, Jeff Booth, Robert Breedlove, Dylan LeClaire, Mark Moss, Nico, and Opti are going to be doing a live Simply Bitcoin show from the Swam Dome at Pacific Bitcoin. You can take advantage of the promo code all caps simply to get a major discount on your Pacific Bitcoin tickets. Opti, what's good, bro?
Let's go. All right. So, guys, if you don't know, Rod's an illustrious Bitcoiner behind the scenes. He's doing all kinds of cool stuff. He maintains Bitcoin TV and is the driving force behind Bitcoin Park. And Nico keeps telling me, he's like, yo, you got to make it out here. Like, it's going to blow your mind. So I've heard wonderful things about Bitcoin Park, but people out there are still unaware of what Bitcoin Park is. So what is Bitcoin Park and what is the vision for Bitcoin Park?
Yeah, man. Thank you for that. That was very kind. I will say, when we did the, you know, Nico's very gregarious and I love his personality. When we did the tour with him, I don't think he said a word, right, Nico, until we got outside and you're just shaking your head.
If I remember. Dude, I remember I saw and I was very lucky, guys. I was like there, like the opening, like they were just starting it. There was nothing on the walls, no Bitcoin art, no whatever. And Rod was trying to tell me the vision, and I was like, dude, I see the vision, bro. This is so fucking obvious. This place is insane. Yeah. And you know, it's just this amazing facility that's just, bro, state of the art, studios everywhere, Bitcoin art on the walls, and yeah, man. Anyways, Rod, take it away.
Yeah, no. So like it kind of, so me and Matt Odell, kind of the spearheading behind this, but it's seriously a community effort. I mean, the Nashville Bitcoin community is so dang special. And, you know, we call it Bitcoin Park, but it's truly a campus and it's focused on grassroots Bitcoin adoption and a home for Bitcoiners from all around the world to come here, work, learn, collaborate, and build. We actually just hosted technically our second BitDevs, but our first official Nash BitDevs on Wednesday, which was exciting. Steve Myers, Matthew, and P led that. And then we have a monthly meetup here at the park called Open House, where it's a topic focused. We get, you know, last night we had about over 100 folks in town, and our, believe it or not, it's funny, it's a little bit poetic, but our topic for the month was Bitcoin and public policy. And so we had two panels, and that's where we're, you know, for our meetups, it's, yes, there's a social component, but it's a very Bitcoin heavy, Bitcoin focused topic that we like to dig into. And we got a lot lined up, Matt and I, for 2023, that's for sure.
Beautiful. All right, well, You mentioned the Nashville Bit Devs. Are you guys trying to rival the NYC Bit Devs and the Austin Bit Devs? Are you a team Nashville Bit Devs? Or obviously it's a joke, but let's talk about Bit Devs for a little bit, and you can explain a little bit what's going on over there. And you teased some stuff to us before the show, so maybe you can tease the audience out there what's going on over there.
So no, like actually Nash Bit Devs was inspired. I mean, the original is in New York, NY Bit Devs, which has spawned a number of Bit Devs across the board. I was actually in Austin for their Bit Devs, which is, if you can get to the Bit Devs, get to any Bit Devs you can, but the one in Austin is just an absolute banger. The one in New York is an absolute banger. Pro tip, I would just go to the meetup page and just join all, search for Bit Devs across the US and just join those meetup pages so you can stay up to date. You never know. You just happen to be in town, or you plan a trip around visiting a city and you catch a Bit Devs. So that's for sure. And the quick story there is, you know, I felt like a LARP if I started it a Bit Devs, but this was really started by Steve Myers and Matthew, who collaborated to say, hey, we should start a Bit Devs here. And next thing you know, we did. And we have had about 20 or 30 people show up. Actually, for our next one on Tuesday, December 6th, we already have over 20 plus RSVPs, which is really exciting. You mentioned teasing stuff. So like we kind of joke, we do like Bitcoin week here in Nashville because, you know, we were very fortunate. Nashville's a fun city just to visit, even if like Matt and I do shit for Bitcoin week and it's a terrible experience for y'all, but at least you visit Nashville, you go honky tonking and you go drink some, eat some great food and, you know, catch a great show. But we really do pride ourselves on making this the best, best place to visit and Bitcoin, that you will for, you know, the month, the year or whatever. And so actually in December, if you visit our meetup page, meetup.com/Bitcoin Park, this is just an example of what we call Bitcoin week. So we'll do the first night will be a Nash Bit Devs that all are welcome to, but it's obviously a more technical discussion and it's a Socratic seminar. And then we'll do a meetup where we invite everyone. This is typically anywhere from 100 to 200 plus people that'll show up, like a couple panels. It's not a conference, but you know, it's really well structured in the sense that you know what you're going to get, and I highly recommend doing that. And then we'll have, like, for example, we're doing the Tennessee Beef Initiative here December, I want to say 8th and 9th, led by Texas Slim. That's actually budding up to the U.S. Cattlemen's Association annual event. So we're going to be combining a number of ranchers, producers, and Bitcoiners all here at Bitcoin Park, and then do a cattleman's feast. And then one of the big things is like workshops, actually getting your hands dirty with like products and services. Seed Signer and Keith McKay are going to be here on Saturday, December 10th. I feel like I'm shilling, but it's so dope that
shill,
these guys are
shill, shill.
I mean, it's amazing that they get a cut, like they want to spend their time here at the park and then teach and help the community, whether it's local or global, learn Bitcoin. And so they're going to be spending the day here at the park. There's going to be a technical workshop led by Keith and a more noob friendly workshop led by Seed Signer. And that's like Bitcoin week. And so we're planning to do that in 2023. Maybe not to that level of detail, but definitely always, always, always once a month, there's a community meetup and there's going to be a Bit Devs each month.
Epic. Sounds awesome. So I've been harping a lot on the idea of Bitcoiners creating communities in real life and not just having these relationships on Twitter, you know, not just keep maintaining them digitally. So what would you tell the people out there? Like, what could they do to continue this effort of building a Bitcoin community in their own area, but also, you know, joining in Nashville, or, you know, what can the average Bitcoiner do out there?
Dude, totally. And that's a great question, because a lot of people feel like they're paralyzed, or they want to do something at a scale that is not attainable. So they may be paralyzed and not start. I highly recommend just starting a Bitcoin meetup, getting on a meetup page, being the first person and saying, hey, I'm going to be at this bar. It doesn't have to be, do not rent out a place. Do not do anything over the top. Just say, I'm going to be at this bar or this venue. and you can decide if it's going to be a social meetup, a more topic focused meetup, or a more technical meetup like a BitDevs. And then you'll be surprised. You tweet it out, you get some retweets and so on. Feel free to tag me, BitKite, on Twitter. And you'll be surprised by, oh yeah, I'm in, you know, Huntsville, I'm in Birmingham, I'm in Louisville, I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then you get one, two, three people. And it's really fun. I mean, just talking Bitcoin with other Bitcoiners is, as Harry likes to say, it's just like, it's good for the soul, if you will, especially if you're working like a regular fiat job or just, you know, life is just a little bit more tough. You, having conversations with Bitcoiners in real life, or as the kids like to say, IRL, is a lot. You know, I'm learning about bussing and FRFR, so I'm just going to throw out all these, like, I'm way too old. But anyways, like, but I would say, Opti, go and start the meetup. If you do not have a local meetup, start it. And then the second point, if you do have a local meetup and you're seeing it, you know, flourish, like, go and help support it. Like, there's, you know, for the Nashville meetup, I mean, we have a core group, I want to say now, of like 30 plus people. It does, I could say, you know, donkey on the meetup page, and then they're showing up because it's like, we're going to be talking about Bitcoin and maybe donkeys, I don't know, but please don't clip that. Then all of a sudden you got a good core group of people, you're supporting it, maybe you're working in AV, maybe you're helping with, you know, taking out the trash, maybe you're helping organize the food, or maybe the topic, or whatever else have you, and you're just contributing to your meetup community. So I think that's pretty cool.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, guys. Also, I dropped a link to a Bitcoin Magazine article in the description. It was about Nashville and about what you guys are doing at Bitcoin Park, and it's titled "The American Bitcoin Revival Takes Root in Nashville." If you want to kind of get the feeling of what's going on, I really loved it. There's some really great quotes in there, and I like, you get bullish. Like, it's a vibe where you're reading and you're like, wow, like, I would want this for my own community. And, you know, kudos to what you guys are doing. Like, it really sounds awesome. I'm gonna have to make a trip out there. But my last question is based on your bio, Rod. And in your personal Twitter bio, you said you are on the search for the best cup of coffee. And I have been turned into a coffee addict myself. Everyone knows I get jacked up on coffee on the show. FYI, guys, I didn't drink coffee this morning. But what is the best cup of coffee for you, Rod, in Nashville?
You're just John Stockton to Karl Malone right now. I'm going to just tell a quick story. But Beck's Farmhouse Coffee, local roaster here in Jolton, Tennessee, family owned and operated. Huge shout out to Brandon, who was actually here at the meetup last night, slinging coffee, slinging macchiatos, slinging everything. One of the crazy things about this place, Bitcoin Park, is we have like the Ferrari of a coffee bar. I mean, from the espresso machine to the all of it, soup to nuts. It's insane. Anyways, these guys, this family owned and operated coffee shop, Beck's Farmhouse Coffee. I have been fortunate to develop a relationship with Brandon. He's taught me a lot, and he's been teaching me about coffee, how to roast coffee, how to make coffee, and so on. And I've been teaching him about Bitcoin. And so we buy wholesale bags from him here at Bitcoin Park, and we pay him in Bitcoin, which is pretty cool. And he sends me an invoice on Zaprite. I pay the invoice and an address. He collects that address and he uses, you know, and he tracks it all. He actually has an IBEX terminal. So when he does a pop-up like last night, he's charging people Bitcoin for his coffee and his goods and services. And the circular economy is flourishing. So it's great. So to answer your question, which I was deflecting, it is truly Brandon making me my Rod coffee, which is just like hyper fuel, if you will. Like, I'm like, dude, just jack me up. Let's go. No breaks all day. So I highly recommend Beck's Farmhouse Coffee in Jolton, Tennessee, or at Bitcoin Park.
Oof. Let's go. Well, damn. Nico, you got a question?
Yeah, Rod. So what events are you looking forward to the most next year at Bitcoin Park? And which ones could you recommend to the plebs watching the show right now?
All right. So for the plebs, that we haven't announced this, but I'll tease a couple of them. But in so I mentioned that there's always going to be a BitDevs and there's always going to be an open house monthly Bitcoin meetup that is open to the community. So any month for that, if you're in town, hopefully you're in town when we're hosting those. So January,
Rod, let me jump in here. Sorry. Where can people find out when they're being like when those events are?
Yeah. So simply put, just join the meetup page, meetup.com/Bitcoin Park. If you want to put it in the chat, Opti, that'd be cool too. Or wherever, I don't care. So this is what's cool. It's like, so January is is focused on mining. And so we got some of the top miners from around the world that are coming in, which are very fortunate. With Bitcoin Park, the limitation is on size. So for our summit that we're having, the Nashville Energy and Mining Summit, it's going to be limited to about 150 people. And so we're trying to curate that audience to make it really high signal for groups of people in attendance would be investors and policymakers. And then people that would be participating on panels would be energy producers and then the full spectrum of miners. I'll go into those details as well. But we actually have also like a mantra here at like Bitcoin Park, which is like locally produced and then globally distributed. Matt and I are creating a Bitcoin Park podcast feed. So those folks that have opted in on the panels, no Q&A, we're going to record those panels and then distribute it on our podcast feed to help spread the evergreen, amazing content and knowledge of these panelists. But again, I was not answering your question because I'm a terrible guest. But to answer your question, so I'll just tease it. So January is mining. February, the topic is going to be free and open source software is the way. So we have some really special guests coming in for that. March is going to be economics and incentives of Bitcoin, which I'll be posting about here shortly in the next couple of weeks. April is going to be designing in Bitcoin. So we're going to be inviting designers, artists, content creators, Nico, Opti, hint, hint, come on. And that is Stephen DeLorme from the Bitcoin design community is going to be helping me a lot with that one. And then May, also me and Matt's co-founder on the Bitcoin TV project, Wiz, will be rolling through Bitcoin Park. And it's going to be mempool and the Bitcoin blockchain. So we have a number of folks that we're going to be inviting for that. And then I'll stop at June just to give you guys 6 months of tease so that you guys invite me back on the pod. Or on the show to tease the next 6 months. But it's going to be around funding and building in Bitcoin. And that's going to be another banger.
Absolutely. Man, guys, I can't recommend this event enough. It's very unique, very special. The location is like nothing you've ever seen before. Yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry to cut you off, but like one crazy thing is like we're situated right next to Vanderbilt University and Belmont University. And shout out to those students that just, as the kids like to say, they turned up. They showed up last night and at their BitDevs. And I mean, the kids are going to be all right. They are curious. They're passionate. They're smart. I'm like, I'm actually doing this so that it's like my resume builder. Cause there's going to be one day where I'm going to need to be hired by these kids. So I'm like, hey man, I clean toilets really well. You know, I take direction really well. So hopefully one day, you know, you'll be able to hire me, but, really, really proud about, being able to be a venue for these folks, because in their defense, other crypto projects that are very well funded that have huge marketing spends I don't want to say infiltrating, but they're marketing directly to these college campuses. So imagine if you're a poor college kid just trying to get by, and then all of a sudden you got like a $5,000, you know, hackathon to run, you know, right on Solana or Ethereum or whatever. You're going to probably do it. And you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. But there's no resource not as many resources for Bitcoin. And Matt and I, along with a number of other folks here in the community, are very, very, we're passionate and we're going to take a lot of pride and responsibility to be that resource.
Well, man, it was It was an honor to be there when you guys were starting it, and this place is really special, and I recommend it to everyone. Thanks, to the point, man, that it was enough of an incentive for me to get my ass from Miami to Nash. So, guys, check it out. Don't want to miss these meetups.
Hold on, Nico. Before you go on, guys, this is like the perfect example of how we infiltrate culture. Thank you, Rod. Like, this is what we try to push every single day on the culture aspect and give people these, not only the tools, but just the inspiration and motivation to do this in their own community. So it's really awesome to see what you guys are doing, and I can't wait to go out there and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, man. 100%. I mean, Bitcoin is straight up just grassroots. Like, one word is grassroots. Nobody like came top down to say, hey, do you use Bitcoin now? It's been voluntary grassroots initiative, and we're just doing it here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Amen. All right, guys, let's get to the meme review. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Dude, Kaboom Racks. It's so much
fun
to say.
I'm a huge fan of Kaboom Racks. Like, love
them. They're awesome.
We all are. We love Kaboom Racks. We love Kaboom Racks. All right, guys, hold on. You already the meme review, and tweets are the bullets, and memes are the artillery in this information war. We are in an information war. If you weren't aware, the news sec very clearly covered it. Anyways, this first meme is by Maxi's Club, and it goes 203, 2030. And he goes, Maxi, you've been in a coma. It's 2030. And the first thing Maxi says with Bitcoin in his hand, he goes, how many dollars per Bitcoin? And the nurse says, what is a dollar? Your bill is 0.00000031. Amazing. Shouts out to Maxi Club. He's killing it. I absolutely love the stuff you're doing, bro. This next one, it's a play on one of my friends, Joe Rogers. He quote tweeted, breaking markets, Canada is seizing issuance of real return bonds effective immediately. And he goes, how the F do bonds work? And the meme is, I think this is Invincible. And he goes, that's the need. They don't. Okay, this next BTC Sessions. This was every single one of you guys this morning. Sessions quotes it, goes, my bright now trying to guess what Bitcoin will do next. And it's the girl that goes, yes, no. And she goes, this pump isn't real. Bitcoin does what you least expect. But that's probably what everyone is thinking. Maybe I'm the contrarian here. This is everyone right now on Twitter. All right, this next one, shouts out to P. I love this. I was literally sitting across the table from Nico this morning. And I start laughing. He's like, what's funny? I'm like, well, you'll see it on the meme review. And it's Obi-Wan, and he goes, you know those people who get drunk at parties and start fights about Bitcoin? Well, of course I know him. He's me. All right, this next one, by Declarations of Memes, Liberty Cappy. I think this is like the quintessential Bitcoin Twitter meme right here, because everyone is always right on Twitter. Anyways, go down. We got this girl, a wife, and she goes, trying to figure out how my husband knows about Bitcoin, car engines, world economy, inflation, politics, stock market, deficit, etc., but never knows when and why I'm upset. Yes. If you guys had girlfriends, this is probably what it would be like. Anyways, this last one is by Denver Bitcoin. And it, again, I always say it to you guys all the time. Sometimes the memes are a little more educational. They make the points. What's the classic meme? A picture paints a sentence of 1,000 words, or what? I don't know. I'm butchering
it. Picture paints 1,000.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway,
you guys know what we're talking about. Anyways, Denver Bitcoin goes, one of my favorite Bitcoin charts, Bitcoin has only existed for just over one single decade, still within the first 1 million blocks. It's above the first inning with no outs, and people are trading their life savings on each pitch. Stay humble, stack sats, enjoy the game. Click this one so they can see the full thing, guys. Zoom out. We tell you guys this every single day. We are in the first inning. We have barely just started the then they fight you stage, and people are getting impatient. Lower your time pressure. Bitcoin will take over the world. There's only one way of this adoption cycle, and it's up and to the right. Anyways, I'm in Nico's room right now, and hold on. Here it is. This is my meme review score. It's Nico's string cheese. He's been eating them all morning.
Don't stop believing.
Okay. I'm going to give it this half-empty Corona bottle.
That yellow left behind.
That yellow, yeah. God damn it, yellow. All right, Rod, I'm going to put you full screen. What would you give those memes?
Pacifier.
Pacifier. Very, very good. Very, very good. That's a good score. Guys, this is Simply Bitcoin Live. Put your rate, your meme score in the live chat. We'll get to it. We always forget to tell people.
I'll remember. I'll do better next time.
We have to put like a sticky on the thing. What, the music. All right. Okay, score. We have our first scores coming up. Opti's undiscovered affection for creamy poutine. I don't know who poutine. That is. Should I know?
He was trolling me yesterday about it.
Okay. All right. One new host of Simply Bitcoin whose first language is actually American. Okay. All right. Next score by Diogenes. Shout out. He created the number time intro. We're working on the other transitions too. I have to get back to bro. This week has been crazy, Diogenes. All right. Bear with me, brother. Okay. Diogenes the Great gives him. I give these memes 3 words. Grass and roots. Ah, interesting. Okay. All right, guys, that's the meme score. Buzzer. All right. Opti website.
I didn't prepare anything today.
There is definitely a software.
Are we out of sync
once again?
Once again. I'm over here at Nico's house. He makes me go do these walks in the morning.
Yeah, he's getting me healthy. I'm running out of time over here. I thought I was prepared. I was so focused on getting Rod just like teed up on all the good stuff that I completely forgot about the software release today.
All good. All right, but we do have a software release. Let's check it out.
Bitcoin software release.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel. And there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys, Electors version 0.9.1, updated dependencies and bug fixes, fix mempool fee rate formatting, allow configuring Signet P2P magic. I like that. Don't panic in case of an invalid block header.
This was one of those for the LND bug, I believe.
By the way, Electors is a version of an Electrum server. So for anybody who doesn't know, now you know. Anyways, Opti, why don't you tell everybody where they could find the audio version of the show?
Yes, of course. We are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and I think we're on every podcast app out there. But we are a part of the Value for Value economy. I don't have any comments over here for you guys, but check us out on Fountain. We appreciate all the stats you guys are streaming us. We appreciate the clips you guys put on Twitter. We appreciate all the love, guys. Thank you very much. It means a lot to us. And I will make sure I get them on the show on Monday for you guys.
Also, guys, check out representltd.com. They make some of the stylish, most comfy merch, and making Bitcoin merch. It's comfy. It's stylish. This is the Represent hoodie. Opti's wearing the same hoodie he wears every day. We have favorites. That's the problem, right? He makes dope
like
stuff.
Brown one.
But I like the camo stuff, but I like to change it up. We're in the black. It's stylish. It's comfy. You can take advantage of the promo code simply-bitcoin to get a 10% discount. Anything on the representltd.com. I also want to give a very special shout out to our awesome guests, the one, the only, the legendary, Rod. Rod, thank you so much for joining us, man. Where can people find you on social media? Tell us what you're working on. Why don't you tell people about your podcast?
Dude, thank you guys so much. This was a freaking blast. I was like just sitting here just listening. I mean, you guys rock. This show is awesome. I do a podcast called Builders in Bitcoin. It's a podcast about, and I interview the folks that I think bring Bitcoin to life. You can check it out in all of the podcasting apps that Opti just referenced. Any feedback is great. And then I'm on Twitter under BitKite, BitKite.
Awesome, guys. And if you want to know more about Bitcoin Park, you got to go to meetup.com/Bitcoin Park. We put the link for you guys in the live chat and we popped it up on screen as well. Guys, we are sorry for any technical difficulties. We are doing this in person together. So every time you do this, you learn with the punches. This is Simply Bitcoin Live after all. Anyways, guys, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel we provided you value. And the number one thing you could do to share or spread the Bitcoin peaceful revolution is share this video. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. Orange pill the normies. Wake up the NPCs. And we love you all. Have an amazing weekend. We will see you on Monday. Next week is going to be pretty crazy for us. We're going to be in LA, so we might miss a couple shows. But the good news is that we are doing a live Simply Bitcoin from Pacific Bitcoin at the Swan Dome. And I'm really looking forward to that. So we'll keep you guys in the loop, either on the YouTube community, posts or on Twitter. When are we posting shows? When are we not posting shows? We love you all. We hope you enjoy this episode. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you all later. Peace.
Which one's the best crypto asset? Well, Bitcoin's the best crypto asset. Okay. What's the second best? There is no second best.